I'm Jen Watts, and this is Balanced Living with ADHD. This is a place where we discuss overall well-being, improving health, sustainable weight loss, and any and all things that go into living a fulfilling life, no matter what that looks like for you. If you want to feel understood and supported as someone with ADHD, to reduce stress and overwhelm, and to achieve your goals in a way that works with your actual life, then you're in the right place. We'll cover so many topics that go into our balanced and fulfilled lives, such as health, nutrition, organization, finance, goal setting, you name it. I am so happy you're here. Now let's get started. Hi, everyone. I am so happy to be recording this first episode under the new name, Balanced Living with ADHD. It feels so good for me. Like it just feels like the natural progression with the podcast, like still talking about all of the same great stuff we've been talking about up to this point. But it just feels like it gives me a little bit more liberty and room to, you know, incorporate some other things that kind of fall under that same category. I was talking about it in my Instagram stories the other day or it was actually this morning, I think. But just about that whole, I always think of Jenna Free. She's a therapist, an ADHD coach and therapist online. And she uses this graphic to describe it. And I think that's why I always think of her when I think about this sort of like range that we go through, like the sort of highs and lows and highs and lows and up, down, up, down. And, you know, like we really want to be regulated. She talks about regulation a lot. And that's what comes to mind when I think about balance. And that's why it was so important for me to kind of incorporate that word into things. But also how when we talk about weight loss and just that one sort of approach of things, it's really difficult to be making change in that one area of your life when it's so affected by so many other things that like you can't really be, you know, on the road to success and like doing so well in that, but like, you know, you're still on the roller coaster up and down in like all the other areas of your life. Do you know what I mean? Like they're so interconnected. And so that's where the balance kind of side of things comes in. And I'm really excited to be able to incorporate other things that overlap within the concept of weight loss. Because there's just so many, like so many layers to it, right? So I think we're really going to benefit from this. And I think this really opens up the opportunity for me to have other guests on the show. I haven't had guests on in a long time. And that's just been because I've been kind of thinking about making this change and I wanted to sit on it for a while. But now I'm excited and I can't wait to have lots of guests on. So today's topic is the overarching themes of sustainable change as somebody with ADHD. And I've probably brought this quote up a million times on Instagram, on my podcast, all of it. The Carl Rogers quote of the curious paradox is that when I accept myself just as I am, then I can change. And I probably say it wrong every time. I've seriously got to get it like framed and put somewhere because I think about it all the time. It's sort of become my like, you know, North Star or whatever. I don't know if it would be a North Star, but it's just what I think about all the time. And I think like that acceptance part of it is so important. And so many ways that we can see success just depend on us noticing how we actually are, not the way that we think we should be. So I boiled it down to these four components. And the best part is that they all start with A. So I want to share these with you guys. But I also keep thinking back to this one sort of moment from when I first started wanting to kind of start my business. And so just bear with me as I tell you this story, because I'll tie each of these steps back into it so it'll make sense to you. But when I first was, so this would have been like before I started the podcast, maybe, but I started working with like a business coach because, you know, that's what I thought I was supposed to do. Like, if you want to start a business, then you need a business coach because, like, what do I know? I don't know anything. So I was working with this coach in her, like, it was like sort of like a group thing. So there'd be like group coaching, and then you like take this course and you follow all these steps. And then, but you could have like, when you get to certain points, you could have like a meeting with her. So I was really struggling with all of these things that she was kind of to do this step, then that step, then this step, then that step. And this is the way you do it. And I really felt a lot of resistance around it, but I didn't know why. And I felt like bad about it. I was like thinking to myself, like, what's wrong with me? Like, why can't I just like, do this stuff? But anyways, I was going through and doing all the things I was supposed to do. And then at this certain sort of checkpoint, I had a meeting with her. So it was just like a Zoom meeting. And so she was going to like help like go over some stuff that I had done. And it was in like my Google Drive, right? So I get on with her and she's like, oh, can you like share your screen with me so I can look at these things? I'm like, oh, yeah, sure. So she showed me how to share my screen with her. And then I go onto my browser because I've got to go into my Google Drive. And she's like, okay, before we do anything, like, okay. And she just starts giving me all these steps. And she's like, you've got to do this before we even tackle this, you've got to do this. And she starts like telling me all these specific things to do. And I'm just like following along and doing like, okay, so I click here and do this or whatever. And I finally realized that she had a real issue with all the tabs that I had on my browser. Like, I don't know about you guys, but I've always got a lot of tabs open and they all serve a purpose. And I know where things are. And I not only do I have like, multiple browsers open, and then each one has like a whole bunch of tabs in there. And that's on purpose. Like, that's the way I operate and I like it. And that rhythm works for me. But I didn't realize that's what she had such an issue with. And so she's like telling me I've got to change this. And she's trying to make me consolidate these things and close this and like create this thing so you can, you know, combine these into one and then this and that. And I'm like just following through. She didn't even tell me what she was doing. I just kind of figured it out on my own. And then all of a sudden I'm like, there's like 3 minutes left. And I haven't even talked about the thing that I was supposed to talk about. And then we talked about it for like a minute or two, and then that was it. And I felt awful after that. I was like, I'm struggling already. I feel like I don't get these things. Like, and then I'm like not even doing computers right. Which, by the way, you guys, I'm like not a tech savvy person, so it's already stressful enough for me. But I felt so dejected after that. And like, I'm not saying she was like doing anything. It wasn't like malicious or anything, but to her, she was obviously neurotypical. And to her, it was like so stressful to see all my tabs on my browser. And she just thought like, oh, you can't do anything in this state and needed to fix that. So here I'm thinking like, I just can't do any of this stuff right. And like, what am I even doing here? And I really, after that meeting, thought like, I should just quit now. Like, I can't make sense of any of this. And, you know, now in retrospect, I can see so clearly where the whole state, every stage of that interaction, like where I could have, you know, handled it differently, but I didn't know at the time. And so now, thankfully, I mean, I don't work with her anymore. And I actually work mostly just with, not that I have like a big team of people that I work with. I don't, you guys, trust me, I don't. But I do work with a coach who is ADHD herself. You guys have heard her on the show, Carrie Lemansky. But that's made a huge difference for me. But anyways, the reason I'm telling you this story is because this relates to these four steps, these four A's of sustainable change, because if I had the ability to like notice and deal with these things, I wouldn't have gotten caught up in that feeling so bad about myself. So anyways, after that long-winded story, let's get into it. So the first one is awareness. And I know this is like part of my calm method, but it is so huge. And it's like the part that it kind of has to be spurred on by things like that sometimes for us, right? Where we can start to notice like, oh, maybe this is a little bit different, or maybe I actually don't think that way. And just being able to actually questioning things is okay. Like I, for so long, first of all, didn't even really know it was an option to question things, but like knowing that it's actually maybe a good thing because you can understand them better. You know, it makes me think of when my kids are like, why, why? Why? And I used to get so annoyed as a parent because I said so, you know? But I try really hard not to do that anymore because I think it's so important to ask why, right? To understand why you do things. It's so important. And I don't ever want my kids to be like doing things just because I told them to and not really understanding the purpose behind it. I still want them to respect me and like listen to me, but I don't want them to feel like they don't get it and they're just following instructions. You know what I mean? So awareness is key. So going back to the example of the story that I just told, like if I had the awareness of, you know, my brain works differently and I like to have all my tabs open and it's okay. And that doesn't actually impact me in terms of like trying to build a business. Or, you know, I could have said, oh, I see that like it really bothers you that I have all these tabs open, but you know what? I actually really like it. I like doing it like that. And I'm sorry that it bugs you, but I'd like to keep them like that. But I didn't have the awareness at that time that it's kind of okay to not do things exactly the same as everybody. So, I mean, that's just one example. If we think of it in terms of weight loss, it's kind of like awareness that things are different for you. And that's so much of what I've talked about for all of these previous episodes is just helping to develop that awareness of how you might operate differently and how to work with that. So awareness, yeah. I mean, I've got whole episodes just on awareness itself, so I shouldn't spend too much time on that. But the second one is acceptance. And this is a huge, huge part of it because noticing that things are different is really important, of course. But accepting it and not judging it makes all the difference in the world. Because it's like you can notice it, but how you handle it is like the next step. And that can change the whole trajectory for you. So like with my example before, you know, instead of feeling bad about myself or like I must have done something wrong, I'll never get this right. I'm just like, I can't make sense of any of this. How much better would it have gone for me if I had just been like, you know what, I like to do it this way and that's okay. And like my brain works this way and I'm not going to be mad at myself because it doesn't work the way that hers does. And I accept that about myself and I don't judge myself for that. I didn't have that capacity back then, but I do now. And it's the same with weight loss when we think about it's important to have that awareness about how your brain works differently when it comes to things like impulsivity or, you know, some executive function challenges or whatever that might be. But accepting it and just being okay with the fact that things are different for you and that you can just, you know, make things work for you, which we'll talk about later, but not judging yourself for it or being just like feeling defeated, like having that fixed mindset of like, well, this is just the way my life's going to be. No, we're not talking about that in terms of acceptance. We're talking about like, I'm aware and I accept and I just let it be instead of trying to like, I think it's so easy for us to maybe think we are aware and understand it and accept it, but to still have the tendency to sort of have this expectation that we're going to operate like a neurotypical person. And it's okay to have different, you know, standards or methods or, you know, maybe you it's just a matter of like accepting that I can't have to make a ton of decisions all day, every day. It wears me out cognitively and I operate best when I do something differently. You know, like the acceptance is so huge because as long as we are mad at ourselves or we are pretending that things aren't the way that they are, we can't make change. We just can't. So acceptance really, really matters. The third one is autonomy. And this is critical for us as ADHDers. We really, like, I have never been able to see, like, true lasting change if somebody else has just 100% told me what to do and I'm just following the path of everybody else. And there's probably a lot of areas in your life that you don't recognize that you do this. I know, like, it feels like it's like once your eyes are open to this, you're like, where else am I doing this in my life? So in my beginning example, I think the autonomy part is like, I didn't know that, like, I actually don't have to, like, get a business coach and follow these, like, 10 steps that everybody else does and then market in the same way and, like, coach people in the same way and follow this path. And that's how you'll be a good, do well in business. Like, I didn't realize because I didn't have the awareness and then the acceptance, but I didn't realize that it's actually okay to, like, take your own path and do things the way that makes sense for you. There's no right way to do almost any of this stuff, you guys. Like, the right way is the way that works for you. And so autonomy and having input and making decisions based on what works for you in your life in every area, I'm telling you, makes a world of difference. If you have accepted yourself as you are, and then you have the initiative or sort of the wherewithal to say, like, I'm going to do things in a way that really makes sense for me, that feels right, that I know is achievable for me, man, that makes a difference. So, like, when it comes to weight loss, that's, like, immeasurably impactful for me. Like, putting together a plan for the week that makes sense for me and isn't something that somebody else told me to do, that's, like, the only way that I'm going to actually achieve things, especially because, like, nobody else is living my life for me. Like, they don't know what I really like, what I really don't like, how I feel throughout the day, you know, what my family operates like. Like, you have to have your own inputs into things in order for it to be something that you're going to be able to do on a regular basis, in order to have that continuity. We're not saying consistency. In order to have that continuity, it has to be something that really matters to you and is impactful to you in your life. So yeah, autonomy is forever going to be a very important component as ADHDers. Like, it really matters. We don't like being told what to do. But in that same vein, you know, always saying, like, don't tell me what to do, but also please help me. The fourth A is action plan. So we do, even though we don't want to be told what to do and we need to have autonomy in things, we still need to have a plan, because it can, like, you can be as aware and as accepting as anyone, but if you don't actually have a plan to put things into action, nothing changes, right? And I think this part can really trip people up, because we kind of reject the status quo in the end when we realize that it just doesn't work for us. But then when we're left with, like, no guidance whatsoever, or no, you know, sort of strategy or guardrails or anything, like any kind of structure, then we can be, like, just, like, so lost that we just get paralyzed and just give up. So having an action plan is really, really important. So let's go back again to my story at the beginning. You know, if I had known that, like, you know, I had the awareness and then I had the acceptance and then took the autonomy to be like, maybe I should do things in the way that makes sense for me, instead of, you know, following this like strategy that this other person has put together that's clearly not working for me, I would be able to then say, okay, what are my first few steps to get this into action? Because not knowing what to do is going to yield no results and then just leave you feeling bad because you're like, well, see, I can't do any of this. So, and an action plan doesn't have to be some, like, grand strategy. And if anything, I would say that's, like, the wrong answer, because too much information leads to the paralysis, like we've talked about before. A simple strategy, even if it's, like, seriously, like, you sit down with a notebook and you're like, okay, this is what I'm envisioning. I'm going to write down, like, everything that comes up, and then I can scan what I wrote down and pick out, like, two or three things I can do. And then you get yourself into action. And then once you have that little bit of momentum and you've followed through on something that feels really good for you and really, like, caters to the way you operate, you're just going to keep going. I'm telling you, like, once you get those first few messy steps going with your own autonomous plan, I swear, we're like unstoppable. Especially because you get the creative juices flowing and you're like realizing, like, especially once you've had that realization that, like, oh my God, I don't have to do things like everybody else. I can do them my way. It's really amazing. So those are the four A's of sustainable change as somebody with ADHD. And just the awareness and acceptance, obviously, at first are kind of like can be the hardest part. And yeah, I mean, sometimes it really helps to have somebody to talk through these things with. And that's why I think what has made the biggest difference for me is finding community with other ADHDers. Like, it's not like, you know, I have like this big network now or something. But even when I say community, I even mean like following people on social media that you're like, oh my gosh, you totally get me. Like that feeling of like not being alone and knowing there's nothing wrong with you and like can help you to start picking out all the other little areas in your life that maybe you haven't enabled yourself to think differently and kind of fine tune things to the way that works for you. Because that freedom makes all the difference in the world. Like we are already so worn down sometimes, like with all the decision making and the challenges of just doing day-to-day things that can be really exhausting for us. If you can find ways to just change little parts of your routine to like make more sense for you and create any little bits of ease that you can in your life, it's going to make such a big difference. So I hope that you can see yourself in this, like, can you see like little areas where you can, you know, enact this into your own life. So just to recap, it was awareness, acceptance, autonomy, and action plan. I'm telling you guys, go find just one area in your life where you can really just start to get curious about, like maybe I have always thought I have to do this way. I wonder if I have to, or I wonder if there's some way that I can just like accept that I do things differently and think about how I might want to do it my own way. And then what kind of steps I can take to make that change. So as always, please reach out to me if you have any stories about this, if you can relate to this. I'd love to hear from you guys. I really, truly do. Like whenever I get like a DM or something from somebody, I'm telling you, it makes my day because all I want is for you to feel like you resonate with this the way that I have felt like finding other people, you know, in this sort of, I don't want to say community because it's not really community, but I guess it kind of is. But like knowing that I'm not alone in the way that I think about things and, you know, just being able to make those changes for myself because I feel so inspired by other people doing it. It's great. And I want to offer that up for you. And I really love to hear when you have these little wins for yourself. So yeah, and I've changed my Instagram handle. So it's, everything's the same across the board. I'm still working on my website. So don't go onto the website yet. Cause it's just going to give you that, like, I don't know what, WordPress something, but my Instagram handle is now, Balanced Living with ADHD. So it's still me. Everything's still the same. It's just a different name, which I feel great about. So thanks so much for listening today, and I will talk to you next week. Thank you for listening to the Balanced Living with ADHD podcast. You can find more from me on my Instagram at Balanced Living with ADHD and on my website, balancedlivingwithadhd.com. I'd love to give you my free guide, The Calm Method for Weight Loss with ADHD. You can find links to grab that on my Instagram or on my website. I love to hear from you, so please reach out, especially if you have anything you would like to hear about on the show. Thank you so much for listening.